possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas shows you're going to hear that song tonight. Thursday night football. Hugh, we got ourselves a good one and one that impacts the Eagles, both now and maybe a lot in January. So tonight, we got the Washington Commanders at the Green Bay Packers.
Commodores.
It is the first game of week 2. Of course, both teams 1-0. Commanders coming off a win over the Giants and the Packers coming off an impressive win over the Detroit Lions. All right, Hugh, I'm not asking you who's going to win. We can get to that. But who should we be rooting for tonight? So there's two obviously different things going on here, right? There's the division, which is where the Commanders lie, and that, you know, we never want teams in the division to do well. But there's also the big picture. If we're thinking about the one seed after week one, like seeding in the playoffs and where we have to go or coming here, Green Bay looks like a team that has a shot to be really good. And if they win this game, they're off and running a 2-0 and maybe putting themselves in the position to be a number one kind of seed like the Eagles. Hugh, who are you rooting for tonight?
Damn, Joe. Why are you looking at me like that, Kyle? This is a hard decision.
This is not hard for me.
I know you're about looking at me like, have a take.
It's not as easy as the yes or no Elliott poll question. I mean, I'll
it's
say
not.
That. That one was
easy. I actually
think
it's pretty easy tonight.
You want me to go first?
No, I'm thinking.
My goodness. We got all day, man. Take your time.
Okay, my heart is telling me the Commodores.
Root for or root against?
Root for the Commodores. I was thinking about that outfit
that.
Jane damn mama had.
Oh, it's enough for you. I'm not asking you anymore.
No.
Where's your head at?
No, because when you ask me,
it's football season.
Then you put pressure on me to like answer right away. And I just thought about on the sideline with the little dress up.
You're not thinking with your head there, buddy.
No, you aren't.
I just thought about on the sideline with the little dress up.
Can we lock in? I didn't see her. I didn't see her.
Oh, I follow.
So
she's still hard. She still ain't seen my...
Your DM? Well, he's ignoring you like the rest of us. All right. Tonight's a root for the Packers. I'm rooting for the Packers tonight. Now, maybe part of this is because I take the Commanders seriously, and I think this is going to be a race in the division, so I want them to have an NFC loss. And if this thing ends Eagles 12-5, Commanders 11-6, tonight could be a difference maker just between them tying it or not. Like I take the Commanders seriously, and if they win this game and they get off to a 2-0 start, They're good. They're going to be good again. I don't want them to win the game. I take them seriously. It looks like, and I know the Giants stink, but it looks like the defensive pieces they brought in might be a little bit better than we thought. Their defense played well in the first game. We know they're going to score because their quarterback's really good and they can move the football. I'm rooting for Green Bay tonight. I do not want Washington at 2-0.
Yeah, it's a layup to root for Green Bay. Like, we'll cross that seeding bridge when we get there.
Yep.
But right now, like, I mean, especially with how tough the Eagles' schedule is, we need the Commanders to lose the games they're supposed to lose on their schedule.
Yes, and they're an underdog tonight.
Yeah. Now, I will say, I'd like a Commanders cover tonight.
I was thinking about Commanders plus 3.5.
It's that half point.
I know. This feels like a 27-24 game. Yeah. I was thinking about it too.
Man.
I think Commanders plus 3.5 is the way to go tonight. Yeah. All right. Have you workshopped it now besides his mom? Have you workshopped this?
I was trying to find the outfit that I was talking about, to be totally honest.
Okay. All right.
I mean, because I was just like, why are you so irritated?
I'm sorry. Nobody cares about Jaden Daniels' mom's outfit.
It wasn't the one. It wasn't the one tonight. It was the one that she had on for the first time.
Again, don't care.
She got some nice
legs. Lock in?
And she ignored you. So why don't you root against the Commanders with us?
That's all right. They come into town one day. They'll be.
Don't come here until the last. You know it's not until the last week of the season?
Worst. Damn.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go ahead and make a trip. I know people. I know Doug. They might not let me in.
They're not going to let you in.
They know what I'm trying to accomplish.
You're going to go knock on Doug Williams' door to get a spot at the table with Miss Williams or whatever her name is?
I told you, I asked B. Mitch, what's up,
and
right?
He said no.
And he ignored me. He's
boxing you out. All right. Can I present the commander schedule to you guys? Because if they win tonight, I feel like they're off and running. All right. So they're 1-0. They're in Green Bay tonight as underdogs. Let's hope they lose. Their next game at home next week off of extra rest against the Raiders, and then they go to the Falcons. I mean, I'm looking at Commanders.
So we're rooting for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, well, there's a path to 4-0 for the Commanders there if they win this game tonight. I'm not interested in that.
Okay, fine.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, God forbid.
Thank you.
We need you to root for something good for the Eagles.
I'm just saying.
It's because of Jaden Daniels' mom. I mean, again, who ignored your DM.
She did ignore, and I'm looking to see if she still ain't answered it.
Is it seen? Is it like
she left on red?
She ain't open that time.
Oh, you got ghosted then. Yeah, forget it. Probably just forget it.
I need you to turn on her and the Commanders.
I'm just saying.
Come on, Hugh.
I'm not a Commodores fan, right. I'm just trying to find the outfit. She looked nice.
Now that you filibustered that one.
I don't give
that
a
shit. She looked nice.
Who wins?
I'll go with the Green Bay Packers.
I think so too, but close. Yeah. Feels like a field goal game.
I think we get a very good week two Thursday night football game.
You know what? All the primetime games in week one were really good. Yeah. Eagles, Cowboys was close. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Sunday night game was insane. And then Monday, weird, but kind of entertaining at the end with the Bears and Vikings. So I think we get a good one. I would take the Commanders plus 3.5, but we are rooting for the Packers now that Hugh had to get through all that.
Off subject, we have a new intro for Elliot versus Jolly tomorrow.
Oh, let's hear it. Yeah, let's hear it.
It's Elliot.
If you lose a competitive game, that's fine.
Versus Jolly. Ah! Ah!
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Tomorrow at 11, Elliot versus Jolly.
Versus Jolly, who is undefeated in debates.
Well, that's that itself is debatable because I recall a few debates in here where I don't think Jolly won.
Do you want to do the undercard versus Jolly? Is Jolly 5-0 versus debates?
Yeah, Jolly's not 5-0. I mean, it's ridiculous to think he won every debate. I mean, let's just start. Was the first one him and I for the division, the NL East last year?
Yeah, that one I'll give to you.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, first of all, he lost that day, and then the whole thing just went haywire because the Phillies clearly won the division. So his premise was all off anyway.
5-0.
All right, whatever. 11 o'clock tomorrow, Elliot and Paul Jonathan.
Big fight day. I mean,
it is
going to talk.
Fight day.
You guys are going to talk to Tyson.
Yes, we are. The schedule right now is to have Mike Tyson join us. And we'll air that for you 1 p.m. tomorrow. Iron Mike.
What do we think is going to be a bigger bloodbath? Elliot and Jolly?
I think Elliot and Jolly might be kind of. I'm still looking for this outfit, though.
I'm glad you're locked in.
Dude, we got 20 more minutes.
No, I'm just saying. I want to justify what I want to show y'all what I was thinking.
It's already too late for that.
No,
we're
not
justifying anything. Nobody cares.
Well, I picked the Green Bay Packers, but I just want y'all to, you know, empathize with me just a little bit.
No, we're already very annoyed.
I mean, it's a nice little outfit, though.
No, we can't.
Awesome, man.
It's great. Congratulations. Maybe you should respond to one of your DMs.
Really, I was just waiting to see if she opened that DM.
I know.
He's not going to drop it. Move on.
I should have said, hey, big head, because you know that's how you start the DMs when you try.
Is
you
that
say,
how it
hey,
works?
Be like, hey, big head.
Hey, big head.
Yeah.
I've never personally done that, but I believe you on this. All right, let's go to Matt in Prospect Park. What's up, Matt?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, Matt.
What's up, man?
Yo, thanks for the hospitality last week at the draft. That was really fun, man.
Matt, of course, man. We appreciate you being part of it.
Hugh, it's funny you were mentioning the Fleetwood Mac sessions, the recording sessions, and all the craziness. I was just talking to somebody about that, and you know, they did it in like a little, it was like a little studio with no windows, right? They would just go there and get like really banged up at like 9 p.m. and start recording in the middle of the night. And but interesting story is that Stevie Nicks, Sly Stone had a studio there too, and that's where Stevie Nicks wrote her most famous song there.
So, oh, wow. That's pretty cool. I did not know that, yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole, like they were, like one was sleeping with another one, and they started, like it was a lot. It was a lot going on.
There was a lot of stuff. I mean, it was, everybody was yayo, okay. It was a little crazy with that.
Yeah.
But enough said. Anyway, look, this weekend, Eagles, I mean, this is not going to be an acceptable loss. I'm not accepting that. And I agree with Joe on this. I got to say, like, I think, you know, what did Dennis Green say? They were who they thought we were.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs, they are not who they think they are. They're not. They're not, man. And it's not just like that they're devolving as a team, but like they got injuries. I mean, Travis has got other things on his mind, no doubt. But my point is, like, we need to unleash. I need to see some frozen ropes. I need to see some missiles, man, down the field. I mean, we got two Lamborghinis in the garage, and we are driving around in Joe Giglio's minivan.
Yeah, and you know what?
You caught a strike.
Well, because you know what? I'm just picturing A.J. Brown in my minivan. It wouldn't look right, Matt. He doesn't belong in there.
He's too handsome.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, minivans are for guys like me. I mean, like, you know, with kids.
I mean,
it's not for A.J. Brown. No, and I agree with you in that the Chiefs aren't what they used to be. And, Matt, watching some of that game last Friday when they were in Brazil, the Chargers, who do not have as good a receivers as the Eagles, not even close, Herbert threw the ball all over the place against them.
He did. And I think there'll be a little bit of comparison with Jalen this weekend, no doubt. I mean, I think all this quarterback comparison thing is kind of ridiculous, but you know, he did play a very good game last week, Justin did. And Jalen needs to play. He needs to play well. He needs to pass for more than 220 yards. I really think he does.
Well, let's get to. I'll take 200, Matt. Let's get to the 200. Matt, good phone call. And he was kidding about the quarterback comparison thing. But week to week, especially when you play an opponent right after another opponent, I do think it's going to be fair to bring up, right? Like the Chargers last week, Hugh, and I think for almost all of us,
mm-hmm.
we would say Jalen above Herbert, right? Even I say that. Jalen above Herbert. Now, I know yesterday in our power rankings, I thought Herbert played better last week, but heading into the season, most of us here at WIP, forget the Josh Allen, Burrow, Lamar, forget them for a second.
Yeah.
Most of us had Jalen above Justin Herbert on our list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Herbert, with less weapons around him, torched the Chiefs last week. So, like, I think it's fair to expect the Eagles' passing game to throw the ball well Sunday.
I think
Sunday.
It's totally fair.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a way around that. Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, and we'll see. If they run the ball great, then that's fine. Keep running it. But it could come down to a game, and I expect the Chiefs to make it a game where the Eagles have to throw, like the Super Bowl was, right? They didn't let Saquon get going, and they made Jalen beat him, and Jalen was great in that Super Bowl, and I think we'll probably get something similar to that where they kind of make the Eagles' passing game beat him on Sunday. Jay in Philly's up. Hey, Jay.
Jay.
Jay, is the moment too big?
It
might be.
Too big.
All right, Jay, we'll put you back on hold. By the way, during that last call, Hugh did dig up the photo of,
I'm just saying, man.
Or whatever it was.
I mean, she work out.
Mama Daniels.
She work out.
Yeah.
she about my age.
I'm happy for you. I'm thrilled.
I'm just saying. She had on the wrong dress. She had on a nice little dress, had her son's number on it and everything.
Thick wood hard.
She got some nice legs. That's all.
What does that have to do with the outcome or the importance of tonight?
Well, it has nothing.
First of all, Kyle doesn't allow me to process my thoughts.
No, I was just letting you go there,
no,
and you made an ass out of yourself.
You don't allow me to process my thoughts. If you'd allowed me to process my thoughts, I would have got to the right answer.
But you put pressure on me.
Well, the problem is, this is live radio, and dead air is not good.
Like, we don't have time for that.
No, because when he said it, I was like, when he said the Commodores, I was like, oh, I remember the last week I saw with that dress on the side.
Yeah, there we go.
No, but that's
what happens in your process.
First of all,
to the dress.
I was workshopping my way to who I wanted to win.
But you
were talking about have a take. And that was the first thing.
What does the dress have anything to do with who you want to win?
Because that was the first thing I thought about.
Okay.
And then I was like,
"Do I don't say the very first thing that comes to my mind all the time. We would get in a lot of trouble.
She had a little shoe with little toes out. She had a little shoe with little toes out.
Good for her."
And I was like, I said, "Okay. Okay, Mama Daniels." And I was like, "Yeah, she looks nice." But then I was, so then I started thinking about football. And I was like,
and then I came back to reality.
And I'm like, "Who on the Packers mama fine? I ain't seen no fine Packer mamas. It's cold up there."
Oh my goodness gracious.
In Wisconsin.
I'm sure
Wisconsin,
there's one or two. There's 53 players. They're not all from Wisconsin. They're from Texas and Florida.
I was just like
all over the place.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Okay. Well, you be on the lookout tonight to see if any Packers mamas are fine.
I'm just saying she had a little toes out.
I'm happy for her. And also hope her son loses tonight because I'm afraid they're good again. All right, Jay in Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jay, what's up?
Hey, Hugh, man. How come they call you hedging you because you hedge things? But Joe Giglio said, as long as the Phillies play okay in the playoffs, we'll be happy with them.
Not exactly what I said.
No, he was talking about more the path and how they've played this year.
My point was, last year they went out like chumps, and we were all angry at them.
Chumps is so strong.
I think they're going to make a run this time, Jay.
Chumps is so strong.
Did they not play like chumps at Citi Field last year? They were chumps.
Chumps is so strong, though.
So look, you are correct. You are correct. So if they play well but lose, will you afford the Eagles that same thinking in the playoffs, or is it a difference?
I think it is the same, and it depends. Like, I'll give you an example, Jay. The game against the Bucks last year, 2 years ago, right, when they went down in the wild card round, they got beat up. They were kind of chumps in that game. The Saints lost the year after they won the Super Bowl last time, when they went to New Orleans with Foles, and they lost. Yeah. I thought that team we should have been proud of. Like, I didn't think they were chumps in that game. They just weren't good enough.
So in a year where there's no dominant team, when you look at the NL, what NL team has as many all-star appearances, MVPs, as the Phillies? Maybe the Dodgers?
The Dodgers. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
That's literally it. So it can't be just that they play well. And the Dodgers are more banged up than the Phillies. So really, it should be the Phillies to take, I would think. You don't think that it's the Phillies to at least get out of the NL? Get out of the NL?
All right, so here's... And you're going to get mad at me for hedging. But here's what I'm going to say. They're probably going to play the Dodgers in the division series. Jay, I think the winner of that series should be in the World Series. So if they get through the Dodgers, there's no excuses then. Go beat Milwaukee, beat the Padres, beat the Cubs, get to the World Series. I think it's really the Dodgers and Phillies, and whoever wins that series is going to go to the World Series.
Okay, so now I got a question for you. You, as an ex-football player, two things. Do you feel as though everybody is softer on the Phillies? And how do you feel about that? Like, why do you let this happen, Hugh? Why?
What you mean? Like, do I feel like everybody
is also generous at this point?
To answer the first question, do I think people are soft on the Phillies?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yep. I think it's a different game.
You know, in every game in football, see, you can lose 17 games in a baseball season and still make it to the playoffs and win a World Series. You can't lose that many games in football. The games are more meaningful. So I think that's the difference, because you can't have a week where you lose two games in a row to a division rival or something like that in your division and still expect to be, you know, a viable candidate to go to the playoffs. That's why I think it's different. And what was the second one?
Why do you let it happen? Why do you let this go?
Well, Jay, because I think everybody's entitled to their opinion. And a lot of times I might not agree with it, but we all should have room to be allowed to express ourselves. We're not on here trying to Ryan Clark anybody.
Well,
you know, because that
you yesterday.
Like Ryan Clark kind of like I love Ryan Clark, man. But that was, you could have made your point without doing that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Real rap, because that's just like me and you sitting down and we're talking and I say, you know what, dog, I don't want to hear what you got to say because you ain't never played no football. Like that's disrespectful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't like to move in that space, because I don't think that's called for, because there's a lot of head coaches that didn't play the game. They know the game,
sure,
but they didn't play the game.
Well, not at a super high level.
Yeah. So it's to me, it's the same thing.
Jay, good phone call, man. I don't think we're softer than the Phillies. I think when it's time to rip the Phillies, the Phillies gets ripped to shreds. I mean, I think that happens too.
Also, I got ripped for wanting to rip the Phillies.
I know. I also think
by the manager.
I said this to Jay. That was great a couple weeks ago. I said this to Jay yesterday. We all acknowledge the Eagles are better. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Eagles are a better run franchise. They are more successful in obviously recent history. There's a higher expectation for the Eagles. And then the Phillies are close in the last few years, right? They were in a World Series. They won 90 plus games. They're going to do it again. But I don't know. The Eagles are better, so I expect more of them. I mean, I think that's just being real about it. All right, let's see what you people are up to.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Please, God, spare us from Hughes Clues today.
Well, we did.
That's got to hurt, man. That's
got to
hurt.
Not really.
Okay. Jolly's going to crush Elliot, just like he did to Joe.
No.
Like he did to Spike.
Some of that might be true, but not all.
Only partially true.
Partially true.
All caps, shut up, Joe, you hater.
Wait a second.
What'd you hate on?
Today I said I believe in the Phillies more heading into October than I have in years.
Hater. Sounds like hateration.
Yep. And it's unacceptable if the Eagles lose because they're better than the Chiefs. And I laid out all the reasons why they're better.
Well,
today, though, hater.
Hater.
Okay. Makes sense.
Speaking of, so now Hugh's going to tell us that it's a scheduled loss Sunday. Give it a rest.
Oh, that. That dog is not going to hunt.
Did not
you implied.
That, but I did not.
I did not
imply that.
My favorite one, Elliot's argument is he decided it's a schedule loss because they lost last week.
Right.
Like changing the schedule based on what he thinks.
Yep.
Yeah, doesn't work.
Hugh is secretly the most negative one on the show.
Secretly?
Wow.
Nah, that dog.
Man, how does that feel?
Nah, that's
I don't
that
know,
is,
Joe. What do you think?
With all due disrespect, that was ridiculous.
Now that I think about it,
I don't know. That guy might have been onto something.
The U person might have a point.
Yeah.
The U person. No, he's ridiculous.
You are. You do have. Like, you can throw cold water on our parades more than we do.
He's a wet blanket.
I've been called wet blanket. Yep. We'll do that. But that's not being negative.
Well,
to me, negative is like, oh, they'll never do this or they'll never do that. Man. You'll never amount to nothing. Now, that's negative.
So I'm negative.
I didn't say that. You said that.
I think here's what it is. I need to see it to believe it. Otherwise, I'm skeptical. You ignore good things because they might go bad.
That's what you did today with the Phillies. It's the pattern with the Phillies. I mean, they're playing well now, but
I figured it out. You can't get over the past.
Well, no, it's seen them in moments. Now they sage their demons.
Let it go
against the Mets.
Let it go.
But they got it. They have to be consistent with what they do.
All right,
that's it.
Unacceptable, Joe. What are you going to do about it?
Yell.
Yeah,
on Monday.
That's powerful.
I mean,
thing.
What else do we do? We complain.
That's what we do all the time.
Rip people.
And they're going to get mad at us getting mad.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But that's their fault.
Yep. I put up a poll. Who should Eagles fans root for tonight, Packers or Commanders?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, don't care.
Yeah, okay, that's evergreen.
Great.
That's
awesome.
Always evergreen.
I was like, what's the point of the comment one?
Well, you care enough to
why watch the game?
Yeah, be like, that's
why watch
ask,
football.
Why are you here?
Do you think that's like in Eagles are so much better than everyone? None of this matters.
I guess, kind of feeling.
I
just, you know,
yeah, but that's not how the league works. Yeah. So.
Aren't the games matter? Aren't you the man?
Yep.
Hugh today is Elliot's drunk uncle. Douglas sure farts.
What? That was weird.
It's a luxury. You know, that's a heel. That heel's going to stay there.
Every time I hear that, it's almost like the gap between the last word you say and the fart, it's extended.
Yeah,
it's almost like you set it up.
You gave it room to breathe.
I get it, but it didn't. I didn't fart, though. That's my story.
No one believes this.
I know, but that's my story.
Okay.
You know, not going to lie. I think I can take you.
Just know I don't fight fair. I'm 54 years old.
Yep. 2 hours of cardio in.
Yeah, I don't fight fair.
Yep. Speaking of, I see now why everyone says Hugh is senile.
What was the one last? Last, I started laughing the other day at the one from last week. What was it? Oh, that's Hugh Douglas?
Yeah.
Not impressed.
Not impressed.
As if they never saw what you look like.
Yeah. Oh,
no, that's a good one.
That's you, Douglas.
That's a good one.
That's the guy.
All right, last one. I don't know, man. Starting to think lower room for Douglas. Oh.
That one cut deep.
That ain't cool.
Sorry, buddy.
That ain't funny. Why am I laughing? That ain't funny. Why am I laughing? That ain't funny.
A little funny. All right, you people. We appreciate you.
I think I can take it.
I think I'll take him.
Sizing you up for YouTube.
No, but you know what's funny? When I was younger, kids, like that, when they wanted to play football, like especially the bigger ones,
yeah,
they just look at me and be like, you're not that big. I'd be like, hey, dog, back up off me.
Did you have a growth spurt? Were you always like this kind of?
I'm saying I was always this height, but like when you would meet bigger, like say they had dreams of being in the NFL. And they'll say, hey, I play defensive. And they say, you play defensive?
Oh, yeah, you're sure.
I would get some of that. And they were like, oh, I got a shot. I definitely got a shot.
They let this guy in the league?
Yeah, this can't play. I could definitely play. I
think I could take you.
Yeah, basically the same thing.
All right, so you have hit three in a row when I've asked you this at the end of the show. Phillies and
yes!
Mets. A sweep?
We're going to get a sweep today. I'm telling you, somebody's grandma has been down there saging that building.
Good.
And the way that they've been playing the last couple nights, we get a sweep.
Sweep the Mets right out of here.
Get that broom out.
I need the broom tonight. I need the Mets in full collapse mode, missing the playoffs entirely. All right, enjoy Phillies Mets tonight. And let's go pack on the Thursday night game to drop the Commanders to one.
Go pack go.
That's what they cheer in the Lambeau when they score some touchdowns. All right, enjoy. It should be a fun night. We will talk to you tomorrow on a big Football Friday. The afternoon show is coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy. What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.